Listen now to the Word of God from the book of 1 Samuel. Now the sons of Eli were depraved creatures. They cared nothing for the Eternal, nor the regular dues of a priest. Whenever a man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant would come, as the flesh was being boiled, with a three-pronged fork in his hand, which he plunged into the pot or kettle or basin or dish. Whatever the fork brought up, the priest took for himself. So they treated all the Israelites who came to sacrifice at Shiloh to the Eternal. In fact, even before the fat was burned, the priest's servant would come and tell the man who was sacrificing, "Let the priest have some flesh for roasting. He wants raw flesh from you, not boiled." If the man said to him, "First let the fat be burned, and then take as much as you want," he would answer, "No, you must give it to me at once, or I will take it by force." The sin of the young men was very great before the Eternal, for it meant disdain of what was offered to the Eternal. Samuel, a boy girt with a linen apron, ministered before the Eternal, and his mother used to make him a little robe, which she brought to him, year by year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Eternal repay you with offspring from this woman, for the loan that she has made to the Eternal." And they would go home. And the Eternal remembered Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meantime, the boy Samuel grew up before the Eternal. Now Eli was very old. Whenever he heard how his sons were behaving toward all Israel, and how they lay with women caretakers at the door of the trysting tent, he said to them, "Why are you behaving like this? I hear it from all the people. No, my sons, it is no good report that I hear the people of the Eternal repeating. If one man sins against another man, God will mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Eternal, who can intercede on his behalf?" However, they would not listen to what their father said, for the Eternal was resolved to slay them. Meantime, Samuel grew up to be a fine boy in the eyes of the Eternal and of men. Now a man of God came to Eli and gave him this message from the Eternal. "Did I not reveal myself to your father's household when they were in Egypt, slaves to the court of the Pharaoh? Did I not choose him from all the clans of Israel to be my priest? To go up to my altar, to burn sacrifice and to bear the ephod in my presence? Did I not assign to your father's household as food all that the Israelites offer by fire? Why then do you cast an envious eye upon my sacrifices and offerings, letting your sons override me, and fattening yourselves under my very eyes upon the first fruits of all that Israel my people offers? Therefore the Eternal, the God of Israel, declares, I had meant your household and your father's household to live in my favor forever. But now, says the Eternal, far be that from me. Those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be derided. The day is coming when I will cut off your offspring and the offspring of your father's household, till there is not a man left in your household. Then in the straits you shall look enviously upon all the prosperity that I award to Israel. One of your family I will not cut off from my altar. I will spare him to consume his eyes with longing and wear out his heart. But the greater part of your household shall die by the sword of men. What is to befall your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, shall be an omen for you. Both are to die on the same day. But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who is to do whatever I plan and desire. I will found a family for him that lasts. He shall live in the favor of my anointed king forever. And any survivor of your household shall come and do him obeisance for a pittance of money and a piece of bread, crying, 'Do put me in some priestly position that I may get a bite of food to eat.'" You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of 1 Samuel.